This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
AK Morning Show, Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen, and developments over the last just 24 hours with the president speaking to Vladimir Putin of Russia, and after his conversations a week or so ago with Ukrainian President Zelensky. And Paul, you said it looks like they'll talk today again.
Yes, they're going to, and as a result of overnight missile and drone attacks launched by Russia into Ukraine, several regions there, and then the Ukrainian forces responded with a drone attack on an oil depot in Russian territory. So Zelensky saying today, this morning, that he plans to speak with President Trump.
And we have an opportunity to speak with, and for those that don't know, we have a lot of Ukrainian-related people, either from immigrants before or directly, and joining us is the pastor of our Ukrainian church here, Jason Charon. Pastor, good morning.
Good morning. God bless you. Thank you for having me.
I think about the people of Ukraine in the last 3 years and how horrific this has been, and wanted to get your reaction to what has transpired in this process to try and at least broker a ceasefire and hopefully find a way to end this war.
Yeah, well, they're a resilient people. This has been going on for, 350 years, actually. And, the last 3 years have been very intense. But they are resilient. They are, raising their kids, going to work, despite being a nation at war. And I've been there three times since the war started. And you don't see homelessness on their streets. You don't see graffiti. You see a can-do attitude. And their churches are full. So if that's not the sign of a victorious people, I don't know what is.
Pastor, what is at the root of this dispute that goes back over more than three centuries between Ukrainians and Russians?
Well, it's Russian imperialism, the desire to have empire, like the British had an empire and the French and Germans and other nations had overseas empires. Russia was never able to do that, so it conquered its neighbors. Slowly, since the 19th century, its subjected peoples have risen and said, like Poland and like Italy and other countries, we want to have our own nation. The other nations were more benevolent in allowing their subjected populations to achieve measures of independence, like Britain did with Australia or India or other countries. Malta, but Russia has steadfastly refused to do that. And lately, in the last 30 years, it's all about demographics. Russia is facing a demographic winter, and this war was predicted by Mark Stein back in 2005 that Russia cannot exist as an empire, much less as a country, unless it recoups surrounding populations by force.
So, do you believe, Pastor, this is just a first step? But it's been, I'm sure from their standpoint, they thought this would be over in weeks initially, and here we are 3 years later, and countless men and women and innocent people killed. What is their end game now?
Well, that's, I think, their end game, first of all, is to save face. They need to get out of this as much as Ukrainians do. But they can't just press the stop button because they have almost a million casualties, and they have to show something for this slaughter. So their end game is really, to get as much territory as they can before the forces of nature, halt their advance.
Yep.
I think it's just to get as much land before the war ends.
Yeah, Pastor, Zelensky just spoke at a news conference in Helsinki a short time ago, and he urged President Trump and European leaders not to give too much to Putin without some security guarantees for his nation. Here's what he said.
For us, the red line is the recognition of Ukrainian occupied territories as Russian territories. We will not agree to that.
And your reaction, Pastor?
Yeah, he's absolutely right, because they've been dealing with this this war since 2014, and Russia has consistently used ceasefires, the Minsk agreements 1 and 2 and other agreements. They've consistently used ceasefires as pauses towards further war. We view ceasefires as steps towards peace. And every time Ukraine has been given promises with no meat, and this began in 94 when Ukraine gave up its nuclear weapons on American promises. And so at this point, the Ukrainians are right to say, okay, enough with promises. We need real security guarantees to stop the killing of our children and the raping of our women.
Pastor, a final thought, and that is, since you've been in country 3 times since the war started, what would you like Pittsburghers to know about Ukraine and your people?
Yeah, don't listen to the disinformation and propaganda that's here in American press. Russia is trying to sway American public opinion through lots of disinformation, and to know that it's the most religious country left in Europe, and they are very much like Western Pennsylvanians. They live in the hills of Western Ukraine. They are miners. They're miners. They're farmers. They're artisans. They've never conquered their neighbors. They're a peaceful people, and this war came to them. So that's what I want people to know: is they're just like us. They're a religious people, and they're a peace-loving people, and they've been victimized. And to not believe media campaigns that are trying to portray the Ukrainians as aggressors.
Pastor, we really appreciate your time, and our thoughts and prayers with you and the Ukrainian people. Thank you.
Thank you.
Pastor Jason Charon, who has a Ukrainian Catholic Church here in Pittsburgh, and interesting, Paul, to get his thoughts from someone who's been there.
You can tell it's close to his heart. I mean, he really knows his topic.
Yeah, and thanks for providing the update from Zelensky.
Yeah, I just saw that just a moment ago while we were talking with the pastor.